Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the network refused to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for December the 12th. In the year of our Lord, 2022, this is hour 202, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country, using the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America, believing the checks and balances are one of the most brilliant, peaceful solutions we have at our fingertips, rejecting revolution, standing for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. And Dr. Bradley is here with me the second hour as well. I want to dig into this, though. Election fraud, ladies and gentlemen, I highlighted the Department of Homeland Security, the FBI, the CIA, the State Department, they're all in bed with big tech to literally spike stories and shut down information via either shadow banning or outright shutting down accounts. They've done it to the Donald against their own policies. They did it to me. And literally, they've done it to political candidates they don't like, committing election fraud in the process, violating every aspect of the First Amendment, big time, ladies and gentlemen. And these are all unconstitutional agencies, so we get what we deserve. But it gets worse because billionaire and Democratic, quote, mega donor George Soros poured $50 million into a, quote, Democratic super PAC this fall, so a couple of months ago, in preparation for the 2024 election cycle. That's according to Politico, ladies and gentlemen. Now, think about that. He's already put in $50 million, and he's just getting started. The massive cash influx went to what's called the Democracy PAC, according to Politico. Soros spent another $50 million throughout the 2022 campaign cycle, with cash going to Democratic groups, including the, quote, Senate Majority PAC, House Majority PAC, and candidates, including former Democratic Georgia gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams, ladies and gentlemen. There you have it. Think about that for a minute. Got a little bit more on this, then we'll have Scott Bradley talk about this. Soros is already the leading Democratic donor in the 2022 election cycle. And he made another eight-figure infusion into the Democracy PAC. It was a cash infusion to the Democracy PAC. That's one of his, quote, primary spending vehicles in the past month. Soros also gave $125 million to the Democracy PAC in January 2021. The PAC was started in 2019, and it aims at strengthening the, quote, infrastructure of the American democracy, voting rights, and civic participation, civil rights and liberties, and the rule of law, they say. Soros has a son. Did you know that? And his son Alexander runs the pack that he put all the money into. Now, it just goes on and on and on. Folks, they literally promote massive cash influxes. But the rest of us have all these campaign rules, you see, unless we can, you know, afford to set up our own PACs. But ladies and gentlemen, if you think about the money that I just highlighted that billionaire George Soros put in, and then you highlight that Mark Zuckerberg literally spent $400 million on elections as well, how much more evidence for election fraud do we need, doctor? Millions and billions of dollars going in via these secret PACs where you can't trace the money of who it goes to. And games like, well, we don't fund a candidate, but we fund principles and ideas. And since it's not connected to the candidate, we can put as much money as we want in. And then all this dark money running around. And then, hey, we find out the government's in bed with big tech. And the same big tech people are the ones putting the money in. And foreign nationalists are putting money in, like a George Soros and all these kind of people. And you go, it's just all flat out criminal. Every one of these people should be arrested, doctor.
You know, there was this big move a number of years ago to set up all these federal election financing laws. And these PACs are all a response to that. These federal election financing laws are really incumbent protection laws that are helping those that currently in power to retain the power. Now, when I say them that are in power, it's not necessarily an individual, although it does play out that way very often. But it plays out in favor of the big political powers, the Republicans and the Democrats, for example. It's the idea that with these federal election laws, we can make certain that we limit the playing field to those that are part of the big game. You know, the ones that have the chits that they can go into the big game with, and it they do have an R or a D behind their name. And having suffered under the federal election campaign financing laws in I've done three campaigns at the federal level. And they really, truly are an onerous burden on the little people. We had to track every single stinking donation, names, addresses, phone numbers, employment locations. I mean, really, literally, you have to put down whomever you got a donation from, where they work. Now, these big PACs are set up, as you point out, so that they're subverting that, because it goes into a kind of anonymous pool, and then the PAC donates according to their agenda that they're trying to do. And so you got these $50 million, $400 million things running around there. And it is strictly, it's overcoming what the federal election campaign finance laws put out there. And it's really an indication of how they're controlling the agenda through the financing of it. Now, I could go into stories about how when I did my report on my finances and all that kind of stuff in one election, I was accused of an ethics violation, that I had to file a whole bunch more information to prove that I wasn't lying on some forms and so on and so forth. It really was harassment for a little guy, if you will. But the real solution, in my opinion, is, again, we the people. We've got to stop playing as the end of the puppeteer strings. If somebody gets a lot of splash because they've got by spin doctor created TV or radio or newspaper or whatever advertising they can get. I saw this past election, an awful lot of election stuff that was being put on as paid advertising on the internet, where, you know, you go into to look at a video and then you get some political commentary that comes up as one of the ads. We got to quit selling ourselves because somebody gets a lot of airtime and FaceTime and exposure in media. And we got to start looking at the principles.
In fact, the more airtime and FaceTime and space time and free advertising a candidate gets, the more you should be concerned about what they'll do and why they're getting so much promotion and so much support. Okay? And
absolutely.
No offense, but Ron DeSantis fits that bill right now.
Well, he does, but you look even in our local politics, which we're fairly familiar with, and we see how KSL and Deseret News, for example, two big media news organizations, supposedly, they're agenda-driven completely based upon what you can observe there, but they came out with those puff pieces that you couldn't buy that kind of advertising for a candidate that was running against Mike Lee. He was the selected, approved candidate for those that wanted that movement away from even a perceived constitutional perspective. And oh my heavens, their chit-chat and chatter that happened even not in paid advertising, and what they gave in terms of news time and everything like that, just in the most soft and glowing light that they possibly could. So, yeah, there's stuff like that that goes on. And the fact that individual got that kind of press, came out of nowhere, independent candidate, and suddenly the two biggest news media outlets in the state are giving them all of the accolades they possibly can. I mean, it is a travesty. It is an election fraud because they were based on that. But, you know, they are a media that has First Amendment protection, too. So what we the people need to do is say, the heck you say. I'm going to look at the principles that this individual stands for. Now, that I think that was probably one of the biggest things that ever operated against me when I was running, was the fact that people knew where I stood. I was predictable. We could tie it back to a baseline principle, and most everybody runs on these euphemistic terms. I call them political speech, where they're little slogans that mean nothing.
Make really, America you, great again.
Or change you can believe in. Whatever. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, listen to that Obama. That's probably one of the best ones I've ever heard or seen. Where a change you can believe in. Well, maybe, Sam, you and I are on the same page. I don't know, but possibly. I think there's a high probability. But someone else says, change I can believe. I can believe in it. It's change. It's going back to the way I think it ought to be. People take those terms and they run with them and they vote for them. And we've got to start having a little bit more depth to our understanding. Again, we've got to go back and understand the Founding Fathers' original intent, and once we do that, we can see through this blather that they're putting out there, regardless of who pays for it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, hang tight. When we get back, the FBI refuses again to get the whole truth about Seth Rich's murder. The other half of the story in seconds.
This is a battle between truth and deceit. A battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com. Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey? Well, now you can, thanks to LocalHoneyMan.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at LocalHoneyMan.com.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Decades after Jimmy Carter, Joe Biden picked up where he left off. With America surrendering to terrorists, Biden's foolish spending is causing inflation, which means more pain at the pump, higher prices on groceries, devaluing your retirement savings when you need it most. Once was a mistake. Twice is a disaster. America needs strong leaders, not weak ones. Save America JFC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Dr. Bradley, Sam Bushman on your radio. Dr. Bradley's website, freedomsrisingsun.com. Check out his collegiate series to preserve the nation. Also, check out his weekly webinars and more Q&As on the Constitution. You can be involved in a meaningful, productive way. Education at your fingertips. freedomsrisingsun.com. So the FBI refuses again to share the whole truth about Seth Rich's murder. They claim it was just a robbery gone awry, but he was an operative for the Democratic Party. And experts are now wondering if the deep state is trying to protect its use of a, quote, domestic spying database. Dr. Bradley, what do you say to that? At first glance, you just think, man, this guy just, you know, it wasn't a robbery gone awry. The more you dig into it, the more the cover-up. Anybody who brought it up literally got slaughtered for bringing it up. Some people got sued and everything, to where anybody was who brought up the concerns about this was shut down. The only one with the guts to stay with the story that I can tell long-term was WND.com and, of course, us. But this is serious because it haunts us today with these election frauds and these murders and, you know, Julian Assange and some of these guys. And Julian Assange says that Seth Rich had a lot of great information that could have been brought forward, but he was murdered. So very strange brew as this story continues to have a life of its own, Doctor.
Well, I mean, here we are 6 years later. I mean, he was killed, if I recall, in 2016.
Yes, sir.
And it has legs still. I mean, you know, and you say, well, Vince Foster. I mean, think about Vince Foster.
That's a great point.
Shot himself 22 times in the head and made his way into a park. Not really. The outrageous facts behind the Vince
Foster
murder.
No different than the Warren Commission and the magic bullet there for JFK, see?
Well, and yeah, the 9/11 thing, and the, I mean, you know, the 9/11 Commission. I mean, everything that comes out of these things is a fabrication. I mean, look at the Gulf of Tonkin incident that didn't happen. All those kinds of things. I mean, it resulted in 58,000 Americans being killed in that situation and hundreds of thousands being maimed. All of these kinds of things, you say, oh, it's an official investigation and we found blah, blah, blah. You know, like I say, if they have a news conference on it and their lips are moving, they're lying. And really, literally, these kinds of things need further real investigation. I mean, you talk about, you know, these fact checkers that are out there, they're saying, oh, no, all this was found to be false, blah, blah, blah. Well, then you look at the fact checkers, and they're giving their own facts made up out of thin air. And anyway, so I'm far afield because we have many, 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 many examples of things that are really, truly a lie. They've been fabricated out of whole cloth, and they're being fostered, and the fact checkers are all verifying them and everything like that.
But so, I submit, you know, until we get a handle on it, the new media can take center stage, until we can get enough money to really have enough reach to matter, it's just going to continue unabated. We have got to be able to stand up and call a halt to these con games.
Well, I agree with you completely. I think that we do have tools now that can go. I mean, you're available on the Internet. I mean, you probably have traditional radio stations that carry your program. But the fact
a
of the
few,
matter
but
is
not enough of them.
Not enough, not near enough. But here's the deal. We do have, for example, and I'm leaving this field of discussion a little bit, but the so-called plandemic response has been exposed from all of these new exposure capabilities that they'll try and figure out how to shut them down. They've been doing a really good job on whether it's the big tech companies shutting them down or somehow technical problems happen every time I try and do a broadcast, whatever. But the fact of the matter is, let's go back to the Seth Rich again. Oh, first let me finish on the pandemic. There's truth getting out, and people are saying, no, we will not capitulate on this again. You have lied to us, and we have found everything from the safe and effective promises and the idea that we're going to reduce it if we all got the shot, we're going to be able to go see grandma again. No, what we're finding is that they're creating more problems with this at billions of dollars and destroying the economy. People are jaded. This Seth Rich murder thing, you talk about, he was in, they think, maybe possibly involved in the exposure of the Democratic National Committee emails that got turned out to the world. And you bring up Assange. He picks up on things like that and gives them legs and helps these things grow. People spin it. No, this is the Russians doing it. But the fact of the matter is, it was deeper and wider than that. I mean, it may go to the Hillary Clinton server in her bathroom closet or wherever the heck she had it, where she was running top secret communiques that were being run contrary to national law. And nobody's going to get their hand slapped for that. But all of these kind of things, maybe, just maybe, Seth was leaking some of these things and they're trying to blame it on somebody else making it up. And then they end up killing him. And I go back to Vince Foster again. I brought him up. I'm sorry. But the fact was he knew too much. And maybe they finished him off for that same reason, dragged him off into the park, you know, and it's just bizarre to me how much they can get away with. They do murder. This is a fact of life. People are killed. They may do it with somehow people are targeted to get COVID when they were on the wrong side of their agenda and stuff like that. But I think we need to have a better investigation into the Seth Rich murder. We really do. And it's 6 years old.
But I doubt anybody's
going
to have the guts to do it, and I'll tell you why. The big companies that were willing to talk about it, I think
Fox News got sued over it, I think, by his parents.
Slaughtered, right. And so I don't think that people have the guts now to really deal with this in a meaningful way, but these are the kind of investigations we've got to do. Now, guys like me might have the guts to do them. Here's the problem. No cash. Where am I going to get the money to go ahead and really do serious investigations? I have investigative reporters that would be glad to work on the project, but it takes cash. So there you have it.
Well, and there's just so many things. We brought up a number of them from the Gulf of Tonkin and the Kennedy assassination forward. But you look at the people that are 9/11 truth seekers, and somehow they've gained some traction. There's some really, really academically sound studies that have been done about the falsehood of why the towers came down, and nobody's ever addressed the Building 7, that 47-story building there that fell down because they had a couple of office fires. I mean, there's people out there now going, holy cow, what's the deal? We got people that are talking about the airplanes and their fake hijackings and the way that, I mean, these phone calls that supposedly happened from them. Come on, give me a break. If you've ever been on an airliner before, you know that what they're telling you is a lie. And, you know, the airphone things that were supposedly on airplanes, they've been discontinued. We have packs of lies everywhere, Sam. And we, the people, need to say, no, I don't believe a word you're telling me. If you
Roger
have a news
that.
Conference
and we need,
out of the
and we
White
need
House,
to fund the
it.
New media sources that are willing to tell us the truth. And we need to jettison in mass the mainstream press. Now, it's happening to some degree. You can see it because the mainstream press is laying people off left and right now, folks. It's a bloodbath at the mainstream media right now. Sad, because I don't like people to lose their jobs, but justly so, because they're peddling nothing but propaganda, dishonesty. And then when we speak up in contradiction, they mock us and laugh at us, and then they, you know what, shadow ban us and shut our accounts down, and they have no other way to honestly go toe-to-toe and debate the issues and discuss them. But now they say vaccine passports are back. I kid you not, the G20 group of nations, it's 19 countries plus the, quote, European Union, recently agreed to implement, quote, global vaccine passports under the control of the World Health Organization, the WHO. Now, folks, we already know their agenda and what they are trying to push. They want unfettered power and control over every aspect of our lives, folks. This is not going away. And you can see it with the climate change agenda they're pushing. You can see it with them locking us down everywhere. But I'm telling you, these vaccine passports are a disaster, doctor, because it's not just about COVID-19 anymore. It's about any illness they can conjure up and inject into society so that they can promote tyranny. And you know what? The question becomes, how many people will push back? How many people will fight against it versus how many will go along? And if the first COVID shot across the bow is any indication, we're in for trouble, sir. Now, more are standing up, and I'm grateful for that. But unless we get the word out faster and more broadly to where understanding of the truth is ubiquitous, we're in trouble over this one, sir.
We are indeed. They had such success with the COVID panics. I mean, think of the institutions that wholeheartedly embraced this thing. And so they're not letting up. But by the way, the WHO that came up with this passport idea is funded by Bill Gates. So, I mean, you look at this, pull the strings, they go back to the same locations.
Every single time, ladies and gentlemen, follow the money is what they say. More in seconds with Dr. Scott Bradley, freedomsrisingsun.com on your radio.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
He
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Internal Twitter files being released by Elon Musk continue to show a link between the FBI, Department of Justice, CIA, and Twitter officials censoring content on the platform in what Republican lawmakers claim to influence a presidential election. A remotely operated Orion space capsule splashed down in the Pacific Ocean southwest of San Diego, California, Sunday, bringing a successful end to NASA's historic Artemis 1 moon mission. The first of many to build a base at the South Pole of Luna by 2030, the current mission covered 1.4 million miles. A Libyan man suspected of making the bomb that blew up a passenger plane over the small Scottish town of Lockerbie in the late 80s is in custody. Rich Johnson has more.
He's been in custody in Libya for years on other charges, but 2 years ago, the U.S. charged Mohamed Massoud with making the bomb that blew up Pan Am Flight 103 over Scotland in 1988. All 259 people on board and 11 people in the tiny town of Lockerbie were killed when the blast took down the plane that had left London heading for New York. No word yet on how the U.S. gained custody of Massoud, and when it happens, he will appear in U.S. federal court in Washington. I'm Richard Johnson.
Severe weather that started out west will continue to the east all week. Katie Lewis reports.
Heavy snow buried parts of the Sierra, including Soda Springs Ski Resort, where 5 feet of snow fell in just 48 hours. More than 15 million people in 14 states, including Colorado, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas, are under some sort of winter weather alert on Monday. Forecasters say a severe storm threat will push into the lower Mississippi River Valley on Tuesday, with Louisiana and Mississippi possibly seeing tornadoes, high wind gusts, and damaging hail.
USA Radio News.
And if you're one of those companies that stayed open during COVID, I have some great news for you. Government funds are available to reward companies who stayed open during that challenging time. It's not a loan. You don't have to pay it back. Your hard work to stay open could qualify you for up to $26,000 per employee at refundsasap.com. That's refundsasap.com. You heard that right. Up to $26,000 per employee. This program is complicated, but nobody knows more about it than the tax experts at refundsasap.com. You pay nothing up front. They do all the work. Then they share a percentage of the cash they get you. Businesses of all types, including nonprofits and churches, can qualify, including those who took PPP loans. If you have five or more employees, let refundsasap.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit refundsasap.com. Refundsasap.com.
All right, Sam Bushman and Dr. Scott Bradley on your radio, ladies and gentlemen. Wow, Soros spending big money. Mark Zuckerberg spending big money. Yeah, passports are back, ladies and gentlemen. Not just a passport you and I might like to travel freely. No, sir. We're talking about vaccine passports are back. They want to literally control us at every turn. Sad but true. Dr. Bradley, we have really got to stand up against this, though. I'm telling you right now, if we let them put those passports, vaccine passports in place, you know, these vaccines that have been around forever, something as simple as the flu shot or the tetanus shot or whatever, if you're not, quote, up on what they consider global mandated vaccines, you won't travel anywhere. And then the question becomes, they back this into this ESG idea and the credit score idea. And you know what? You appearing with Sam Bushman on the radio, buddy, you're not going to go anywhere anytime soon. This is a serious restriction of freedom. And where will it end up? It starts with travel. But what else won't you be able to do in time is the real question, Dr. Bradley.
Well, you know, the founding fathers were, what the heck? How did these guys know what was going on around this? I oftentimes go back to the original 10 of the founders. In the Blackstone was one of the principal mentors of the American founders. We bring him up often. They all studied his work, his commentaries on the laws of England. Four-volume series came out 1765 to 69, brought to the United States.
By the way, it came out just in time, huh?
just in time, Founding Fathers all studied that. Well, in Volume 1, oddly enough, they talk about the natural right to travel, the habeas corpus and all these other kinds of things, which is all violated during the way they're doing. The habeas corpus has to do with imprisonment, okay? We're being imprisoned without due process and showing evidence that it should be done. And so that we could go into that too. But if you read Volume 1, the original Volume 1, pages 130 to 134, I mean, there isn't time to review four pages in detail. But here's the first part of that. Next to personal security, the law of England regards asserts and preserves the personal liberty of individuals. This personal liberty consists in the power of locomotion, so it's being moved about, of changing situation or removing one's person to whatsoever place one's own inclination may direct without imprisonment or restraint. Isn't that interesting? So restraint, this is a prior restraint. Now, of course, we got a lot of people that say, oh, well, it's not a restraint to have to, you know, go through the government to buy a gun. It's not a restraint to have to get training before you buy a gun. This Second Amendment stuff, you know, you can do reasonable solutions on this. See, that's the way we're doing everything now. It says without restraint. Okay, so, I mean, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. All of these things are definitive statements that are imperatives. And these are directed at individual rights. And what is happening right now on the global environment? Now, of course, all the agreements that they make that cannot be imposed upon the United States. But if you're going to go into France, yeah, you're going to have a hassle over this. You're going to have it in Germany. You're going to have it in...
Well, and it can't be imposed on the United States unless they just arbitrarily violate the law, become judge, jury, and executioner, and impose it anyway. And then, hey, what do the American people do? Complain?
It's based on ignorance.
Fight?
It's on
the reason it's allowed to happen is because we the people are ignorant and don't take appropriate constitutional action. That's why.
Absolutely. And again, this goes back, you know... Blackstone, on pages 130 to 134 of his first volume, original first volume, he talks about natural right to travel and habeas corpus. And these are the exact things that are under assault because of an emergency, a public health declaration that has no foundation whatsoever in constitutional authority. And Americans are just, we are so ignorant. If we don't know the basis of our rights, we can't defend them. And if we don't exercise them, we're in trouble again, too. So, yeah, we're in big-time trouble with Americans being imposed upon if we're going to travel to France or wherever I mentioned. They're going to say, oh, to come to France, you got to have this globalist vaccination passport, which we know is totally worthless, completely unworthy of any consideration whatsoever. It does not.
But they may shove it down our throats, and our ignorance may let it prevail if we're not very careful, ladies and gentlemen. Now, Elon Musk claims his pronouns. Now, you've heard me talk about my pronouns, right, Doctor? Have you heard that before?
Well, I don't know, but I kind of know what they are. But
yeah,
his
my
are
pronouns
also
first
too.
One would be bad A, right? When you stand for liberty, you become kind of a bad A for freedom. But it would be Christian, father, husband, right? Liberty loving American. Freedom fighter, you know, whatever you want to say. Well, Elon Musk claims his pronouns now are Prosecute Fauci. And I think about that, and I think, you know what, is Elon gearing up for some kind of office run? You know, putting him in this position for Twitter, defending free speech, taking on everybody. Now, we know this guy's a socialist. Every penny he's made is leveraged government tax dollars to his advantage. But, you know, he's now saying, hey, prosecute Fauci. Hey, this free speech thing matters. I don't know if he might team up with the Donald. I just don't know what's going on. But I'm telling you right now, he's gearing himself up for a higher profile and positioning himself for some type of political agenda. I don't know what it is. I don't know how it'll come about. I'm just telling you, you can see it now. And think about that. Prosecute Fauci. Well, we all agree with that.
Well, anybody,
but nothing's being done.
Anybody that has more than a half a brain. Now, there's a lot of people that got less than a half a brain because of oxygen deprivation, probably, that don't agree with that. But the prosecute Fauci is a very valid thing. I think we've said many times on the program that you know, this Nuremberg type trials need to happen. I'll say something though about his office. I'll preface it with this statement. I may be totally wrong, so that's my preface. But my perception would be that Musk has far more power where he is right now than having to hold office. I think he would be giving up power to go to office. I think that he can exercise. He's got billions of dollars, richest guy in the world. He's got more than Soros and Gates and all those guys. He could leverage that money in ways he doesn't have to hold office for. And I think he would choose to do that rather than subject himself. I mean, what has he got? 9 kids out of 3 women? I mean, come on. What the
heck? Yeah, nothing different than the Donald.
Moral paragon. I mean, that's what the guy is. You know, I don't think he's going to run for office. I think he's going to leverage
this in other
ways. I
hope I'm wrong,
and
you're right. But I just look at it, and I think he's really positioning himself as the free speech advocate. Now he's positioning himself as the prosecute Fauci guy. And, you know, I don't know where this all leads, but I know this. I hope we prosecute Fauci. I hope we, the American people, start to get engaged, because there's a couple of things to consider with this thing. U.S. household wealth sees second fastest decline in U.S. history, doctor, in 2022 under Joe Biden. That's the Gateway Pundit with that piece. But look at that, though. Our wealth is just getting fleeced.
Well, you know, you really, there's so much we could talk about this, too. You know, I always want the rest of the story, and that maybe people roll their eyes, maybe other people.
Well, the rest of the story on this one is we need honest money, or else no matter what, the discussion's worthless.
We do indeed need that, but you go back to what the Klaus Schwab and his puppets and marionettes and all that kind of stuff in the World Economic Forum. You know, the statement that, you know, you'll own nothing but be happy. And, you know, people say, oh, that's anti-Semitic to say that. I say, where the heck did you get that statement, that perception? I mean, they always try to spin this back to a discounting factor.
Yeah, they don't believe that or have that perception. They just know it'll shut you up if they make that claim, right? You're a racist. Well, you're an anti-Semitic. You're this, you're that. And they just know that it'll basically take, you know, the media will run with it, and then, hey, that's all that'll be talked about, and the real issue won't be discussed. It's their way of manipulating it before they ban you.
Well, that's absolutely correct. But you look at the effort to, well, let's look at the World Economic Forum, the Great Reset website they've got. Here's a statement they made. The response to COVID-19 proves that a reset of our economic and social foundations is possible. To achieve a better outcome, the world must act jointly and swiftly. So we're all going to go together. By the way, it's a fascist approach to do this, and we could explain that in detail about how the World Economic Forum is a fascist-based approach. Anyway, to revamp all aspects of our societies and economies, from education to social contracts to working conditions, every country from the United States to China must participate, and every industry from oil and gas to tech must be transformed. In short, we need a great reset of capitalism. So what's happening in the United States is a subset of that, if you will. We are losing our economic strength. There's a movement, of course, to, you know, they're going to somehow go to another basket of currencies that's every bit as false as the Federal Reserve stuff. But this is by design. And under the Clinton administration, Biden, what difference does it make? We're moving in that direction as fast as we can.
Liberty Roundtable live in seconds.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil, spiritual power to the beast, and that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine.
the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
I think that my family has always had a big influence on me for not smoking because since I was little, I was taught that smoking was wrong.
Recent studies indicate that smoking among teens often leads to the use of alcohol and other drugs.
I think having faith in God is a big part in it because the way I was raised has helped to avoid smoking.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, Dr. Scott Bradley. We're talking about this World Economic Forum and how disastrous it is, ladies and gentlemen. They're literally pushing for these vaccine passports. The American wealth is being drained right now like you wouldn't believe. And it gets worse. All right? For years, the government has warned travelers that they will need a, quote, security-enhanced real ID for domestic flights. But you know what? It's been delayed, 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 but now they mean it. It's a change, they say, nearly 20 years in the making. What is Real ID anyway, you ask? Real ID is a, quote, driver's license or identification card that bears a special seal, which signifies that the bearer of the card has been screened and approved according to a standard set by the, quote, federal government rather than just by the state issuing the license, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, beginning May 3rd, 2023, U.S. travelers flying not internationally now, but within the United States domestic flights will need to show the TSA or the Transportation Security Administration. They'll have to show a, quote, real ID compliant or you will not fly. You got to have that or a, quote, passport. And if you don't, you will not fly. And the bottom line is a state ID card, unless it contains the, quote, real ID federal government features, will not be accepted. Doctor, they mean business this time. They've been at it for 20 plus years, and now they're going to force this on we the people.
Well, of course, there's a rest of the story with this, too, that we need to think about. I mean, of course, we go back to that, you know, commentary that I made about what Blackstone said, that the American founding fathers fully understood, the natural right to travel, habeas corpus. These kinds of things are being imposed upon us in violation of every Americanist principle there ever has. This right of individuals removing one's person to whatsoever place one's own inclination may direct without imprisonment or restraint. And so what they're doing right now is exactly that. Now, by the way, everybody that holds a driver license in Utah is currently TSA compliant. They've got this real ID compliance already in Utah's. We capitulated a long time ago in Utah. Utah is on the leading, I should call, bleeding edge of capitulation to globalist things, whether it's run by church or whether it's run by state or whatever it is. The people here are absolutely determined that we are going to be good global citizens, and that's where we're going with this thing. I've had some experience with this thing. I've actually had some interaction with people that actually smuggled themselves past this to be able to travel according to their own desires. And I had an experience, for example, up in Alaska with some seafaring kind of the implementation of this on those that dealt with seafaring things happened much earlier than it has in, you know, ground travel and air travel. But absolutely, that is a movement, and they're going to do it for sure. They say for sure. What was it, March 2023? And we will have
to The problem with it is that people are already receiving those IDs from states. They're already compliant. And what happens
Utah
is your current ID. Yeah, and I have one. sadly, because what happens is my ID expires, and then I either have no ID at all, which then you can't bank, you can't do, or I go get one, right?
Right. It's a compulsionary thing. This idea of without restraint has been set aside on so many levels. It's a tragic travesty what we're doing in this state, in this country, in the world. And tyranny really is getting its stranglehold on us. And I think these people that would be gods, that would sit on God's throne if they could, are really in the, whether it's Claus himself, not Santa Claus, or Bill Gates, or Soros, or Elon, or Donald, or, I mean, these people that that really think they're a cut above everybody else are implementing upon us these things, that, and it's, it really is tyranny. It truly is.
By the way, May 3rd, though, not March. So May. It's May 3rd.
Okay.
But still, oh, though, Elon Musk wants, yeah, you're living free for a little longer. Although you'll still have to pay all your taxes. You know, you don't have tax day until after that still.
Yeah,
tax freedom day. But anyway, Elon Musk, though, wants to turn Twitter into a big payment platform. That's where he's headed.
Well, the guy's never been bashful about wanting to make a profit. I mean, but it's interesting that he's made these overtures and, you know, these, what is it, a blue check mark or a blue star or something.
That yeah, you these, need one of those, doctor.
Well, the thing is that if you pay your monthly fee, you get one, and you can post more freely than if you don't have one. So,
yes, sir.
It'll be a fee based kind of thing, and I understand his intent there to make more money, but it's just really interesting. We keep getting a little bit kind of snaffled down a little bit more tightly every turn they go, and we the people need to start saying no, we're done, we've had enough. We're not just jaded. We're through playing the game. And
sadly, right now, I don't see enough people saying no, though. I see people waking up, and I see people caring, and I see people grumbling. But it reminds me of when Sheriff Mack took on the government, took on Bill Clinton over the Brady Bill. You know, there were 3,000 sheriffs in the nation, Dr. Bradley, and none would stand up. And then finally, Richard Mack stood up. And eventually, I think 7 sheriffs in different ways stood up. But Richard Mack and Prince won the case. Prince did nothing. The other 6 sheriffs really haven't carried the ball. 1 out of 7 has not only provided leadership, stood up first, and then continues the fight, if you will. Everybody else didn't. So you think 1 out of 3,000 stood up. And because of that, we have a Supreme Court case win, one of the greatest 10th Amendment decisions ever rendered in American history as a result of it. But you look at that and you go, look, that's not very good odds, 1 out of 3,000. I don't know how that relates to the American population. I'd have to think through that a little bit to figure it out. 1 in 3,000, 10 in 30,000, 100 in 300,000, 1,000 in what? Anyway, but it's not very many people. And so we just don't have enough people waking up or being willing to put anything on the line. They're concerned. They're in the back rooms and the quiet, you know, discussions, they'll grumble. But they won't really stand up and do anything. And until we get enough Americans to put some serious, you know, skin in the game is what some would call it, or put in some real mojo in the fight, I don't think we're going to have this turnaround. I think it's just going to get worse. And so I'm looking for dark days ahead. Now, I know that God wins in the end, and we're on his side, and so we win in the end. I don't want to lose hope. But at the same time, I'm expecting some pretty dark days because we're waiting too long. We're going past milepost after milepost after milepost where it's going to be impossible to turn around to the point where the Secretary of Agriculture, Ezra Dabinson, said, look, this may require blood to bring back freedom that's lost. This isn't something to take lightly. And I'm not calling for blood. Don't take my comments out of context, anyone. I'm just telling you that we're passing milestones of, I believe, no return, doctor, if we're not very careful here.
Well, if you do the math, 1 out of 3,000 is 110,000 in the population of America, roughly, okay? So if we can get 110,000, maybe something will happen, but and I don't know where the numbers really are. But
yeah, the problem is the 110,000 are so spread out that in most cases we can't make an impact.
And most of the time we can't get along with each other because of one thing or another, you know? But the fact of the matter is that there is precedent for good coming out of a relatively small group of people that are committed to something. You look at how many really fought actually in the Revolutionary War, and how many really were fully, completely committed, whether they fought or not, they were behind the ideas. I mean, it depends on where you were in the regions along the Atlantic seacoast, what the percentages were, but they were relatively small numbers in comparison to what was there. But it was a tough go. I mean, if you think about it, we're coming up on anniversaries of, you know, Valley Forge and Morristown and stuff, for where Washington's troops suffered through the winter months. And the thing that's disheartening is that, let's take Morristown, for example, just down the street and around the corner, basically, the people were living in opulent festivities during the holidays. They had the big banquets and all the pastries probably or whatever, you know, that they were feasting on. And the people that were really committed, those that were encamped at Morristown, were starving to death. I mean, they literally were freezing and starving to death. I mean, let's go to Valley Forge. 3,000 men died there, buried in common graves. They didn't die by bullet wound. They died by starvation, exposure, cold, these hard, hard things. And we don't want to go that way. If we can avoid it, we want to have a people that are free and happy. Wives and children are all taken care of. You got a warm home to live in. And the only way this is really going to work is if we keep our liberties, if we keep the things this nation was founded on in full force and effect, and instead of these silent coup d'etat that guys like the Global Economic Forum and the World Economic Forum, and the World Health Organization and the Gates Foundation and the United Nations and all these people that are out there that are trying to completely subvert everything Americanist.
The Bilderbergs, the Trilateral Commissions, yeah. The so on. And we can just keep naming, and then how many
CFR people
fight for liberty? Very few, right?
Yeah. But look, it's like John Quincy Adams signed off on all his letters. The duty is ours, the results are God's. And if everybody that cares does what they can, we may have hard times, but I believe in the heavenly scale, the accounting system of heaven, we'll be better off than if we just roll over, curl up and die, or go play in their game. If we want to be global citizens, I think we're putting our confidence in the wrong force. I think that if we're going to be citizens of Christ's kingdom, we're ultimately going to be better off. But if you're thinking that you're going to go align yourself with the United Nations and have a happy ending, you're not. It's like Munich, you know, when Hitler and Chamberlain negotiated the giving away of Czechoslovakia. People that are aligning with the global citizenship thing are giving away that which isn't even theirs. And we're going to ultimately have a comeuppance, I'm afraid. And we have the foundation. It's funny, isn't it, Sam, that every time we come up with something, we can say, oh, yeah, founders knew about this. Oh, yeah, they studied that. Oh, yeah, they had a position on this. Those things are easily understood and had if we'll just take the time to grasp them and apply them and insist that those buffoons that are currently in office back off from their attempt to throw away everything we cherish. And we've got to get better people. I mean, we do need, as we'll go back to the beginning of the first hour, God commands you to choose for rulers just men who will rule in the fear of God. That's where we need to be again. If we can't be that, heaven help us.
We got our work cut out for us. Let's say it that way, Dr. Bradley. We got a duty. Let's all commit. Let's all stand up and be counted. Let's create a valiant stand within our people. Let's humbly, peacefully, quietly, kindly, but absolutely clearly use the supreme law of the land to effect positive change towards the separation of powers and the promotion of God, family, and country. Dr. Bradley's website, freedomsrisingsun.com, a must review weekly at the least. freedomsrisingsun.com. Our websites, lovingliberty.net, libertyroundtable.com. God save the United States of America. We the people can and will restore America, but you've got to get involved. Hey, thanks.